Welcome to today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with City of Indianola Community and Economic Development Director Charlie DeSell about the economic impact of COVID-19.
Charlie, I know we talked a little bit about the city providing the same services as far as permits and whatever as far as economic community development. So talk about how Indianola residents can still use those services. It's obviously just a little bit different right now.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. So when this COVID-19 pandemic, we had at the city staff level started going through some alternatives that, you know, if we ever had to make adjustments on our routine operating procedures, how we would go about that. So we've had these plans in place for months. One of the things that we made sure we were doing is, as from the customer standpoint, it was business as usual with little to no seeing changes on our end. So we're still accepting applications. While we may not be accepting them in person over our counter, we are still accepting them in the mail, through email, whatever means works best for them. We're still conducting inspections on our projects. We typically require 24-hour notice on that, and we're still asking for that through this process. That helps us schedule things and make sure that our inspector can use his time wisely when he is out in the public. Payments are about the same. Again, we're not accepting anything over the counter, but we're still accepting payments over the phone, checks through mail, and so on. Other than that, everything else, we are running business as usual, and still seeing the volume that we normally see as we're working from the office.
Well, and that was, again, one of my first questions was, is volume up, volume down? But as you just kind of mentioned, it's business as usual, like you said, correct?
Yeah, you know, if anything, and I don't blame this necessarily on the pandemic, but our volume has been up a little bit through the month of March. We've seen a little bit of an increase on permitting that we normally do see. Now, whether if that's people are they're working from home now, so they're starting to look at a few home projects. We're getting a lot of deck permits and stuff like that. That's typical for springtime. But new family, new single family especially, we've seen somewhat of a bump here locally in that over the past month. So not that I'm necessarily surprised by that, but I think it's safe to say, at least for now, that the COVID-19 pandemic has not affected the housing market.
Well, that's good to hear, and I know I'm kind of throwing a curveball here, but is it those kind of DIY projects? People are stuck at home, so, hey, we might as well go build a deck kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I know me personally being stuck at home. I sit on the couch here doing work, and I look around my house, and, oh, you know what? I could do this. I could do that. And I know I'm not alone in that, so... but yeah, I think that's a lot of what it is, you know, we require permits for decks. We require permits for accessory structures or sheds that are over a certain square footage. And I think that's kind of probably what's happening here a little bit, is people are just maybe pushing those projects ahead a little bit, knowing that they're working from home.
Well, talk a little bit about your communications with other, whether it's city managers, whether it's community and economic development directors, your kind of peers around the state. Who have you talked to, and are they kind of in the same boat?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, we've got a good group of people through our Iowa chapter of the American Planning Association. I know the city managers have a good group of people there that they work with as well, too. So, you know, every city varies a little bit based off their size and volume that they normally do. Now, Indianola being a town of, you know, 15,000 to 16,000 people by estimates right now. You know, we're hanging in there. Some of the bigger cities that rely on funding through various mechanisms may be hurting a little bit more. You know, Des Moines, for example, their parking revenue in the downtown is going to be down during times like this, and that's expected. Obviously, the city of Indianola, the size that we are, we don't have parking revenue. So, you know, we're not affected by something like that. But bigger cities definitely see the impact, I think, a little bit more. Locally here, we are not seeing too much. But, you know, as we talk with people up in the metro and my peers up in the metro, I think a lot of them are in the same boat. We get monthly reports from the Des Moines Home Builders Association. One of the things that I pointed out, this was included in City Manager Ryan Waller's weekly email last week, was when you look at that report, March of 2020, and again, we're just looking at the month of March in 2020, metro-wide, there was 100, I think it was actually 98, but about 100 more single-family permits that were issued metrowide compared to March of 2019. And when we look year-to-date for 2020, almost 200 more single-family dwelling permits have been issued 2020 year-to-date than compared to 2019 year-to-date at this point. So I think that that shows, again, what I said earlier, Indianola seeing a rise in single-family right now. That same rise is being seen metrowide.
Well, what are you thinking of at this point? And again, I think the effects won't be known for maybe years to come at this point, but the economic effects of this, the economic effects of this as far as lost local option sales tax, I guess, what are you kind of planning for in any eventuality as far as this goes?
Yeah, I think some of the big things that the city looks at, local option sales tax obviously is going to take a hit. Sales tax is down. The little conversation that I've had with local business owners, obviously they're, you know, and it depends on the business as well, but business is down, but it's not zero. So there's still some income coming in, you know, restaurants and stuff like that. They're still able to do the takeout. So that helps them. You know, local option sales tax, like I said, that's going to take a hit. The hotel, motel, guest tax, revenue that we receive is obviously going to take a hit as well too, because there's not too many stays that are taking place at hotels right now. So other than that, you know, from a city standpoint, that's what we're foreseeing now. On the business community, yeah, you're correct. A lot of those impacts, you know, we anticipate that there's obviously going to be impacts to those businesses. What level and what level of impact that's going to be, a little bit yet to be seen, I would say. You know, we're still a little over a month into a lot of this shutdown now. If this shutdown lasts, you know, many more months from here, that's obviously going to have a higher impact, depending on when things reopen and all of that, is really going to play into that. So as you said, Andrew, it's really hard to say at this point exactly what that impact is going to be, since there's still a lot of unknown moving forward. But again, it just really depends on timing, I think, on everything. And, you know, we're all staying safe here. We're all going to use an abundance of caution, before we do, anything drastic moving forward. But, knowing that, just have to kind of wait and see what the impacts are going to be from here.
Thanks to Charlie DeSalle for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Healthy Living Home Care Let's Talk Indianola. Healthy Living Home Care, a service of Westview of Indianola Care Center.